Guys were out there counter-protesting. One of them was lying on the ground, and his buddy was kneeling on his neck. And Adam, you want to do the chant? But we won't clip this as your chant. What was the chant?
No, no, I'm not going to.
You're not going to do it? It was like, Black Lives Matter, and then they would.
2-0-1.
2-0-1. And you heard from a young lady who organized the march. That was horrifying. As it turns out, these guys are the DeMarco brothers. They were two of the guys who were out there on private property doing their protest. The one kneeling on his friend's neck was Joe DeMarco. And if I'm correct, he's the one who's a corrections officer at a local prison. And his brother was at FedEx. He's been fired. The corrections officer has been put on leave. That all said, what are the most serious charges you could lob at them?
I don't think there's going to be any charges lobbed at them.
Right?
It's incredibly offensive
and irresponsible, and totally. I guess they may lose their jobs, but criminal justice system, like...
I don't know. It's actually easier for FedEx to get rid of one of the brothers than it is for the prisons to get rid of the other. Because the prison's run by the state, and I'm assuming there are private prisons out there, but I'm assuming he's an employee of the state for purposes of this argument. Then he's protected by the First Amendment. He's got rights of free speech, mm-hmm. as hateful as they may be, as ignorant as they may be. The only thing that I think you could go on there, even to justify the suspension, is it wasn't about the content of your speech. It was about you trying to instigate. You were trying to create violence, and our job is to protect people from violence. And so, therefore, we think it's outside the code and the rules and regulations of which we abide, both on time and in personal time. You have to conduct yourself accordingly. But I'm making a whole hell of a lot of assumptions there that they have some code that says that, and that, you know, there is precedent for enforcing the code on private time when people don't do it. But generally speaking, like... I don't think you can fire him for that. I mean, FedEx can for sure.
Right.
They're a private company, but a public company?
Would it make any difference if they were doing it on public land or private land?
No. If they were trespassing onto somebody's private land and they didn't have permission and they used that as a pretext to say, hey, man, you're breaking the law, you're trespassing on somebody's land and you were threatening them, right? It would be different. If they were not welcome on that land, they were doing that, and somebody could take it as a threat, well, that's illegal. So
the case to be made as far as potentially getting them in trouble would be that because they were doing it in front of other people, like they were clearly trying to get at the protesters that were walking by their property. So that would be the intentional agitation of someone?
Yeah, I mean—
More than the actual hateful speech.
Yeah, I would go towards you were trying to instigate violence, and you'd have to get into that sort of category of speech that's like fighting words, unprotected speech, right? The First Amendment doesn't protect all speech. If it rises to the level that it's going to create physical harm to people or instigate physical harm, it's not protected. I think I've used this example before. This is the one that's used in law school. You can't go run into a movie theater and start yelling fire, and then people get up and get stamped, you know, trampled on and all that stuff. People will get harmed because they think there's a fire. That's not protected speech. So obscene speech is not protected speech in a lot of situations. I don't know. They're across the street. Did they really? I mean, I don't know what the tensions were like, and did people have to be stopped? It didn't look like it. So I don't think he's gonna get fired. Real quick, my mind was working while you were doing that intro. Going back, I do think that there's a chance that person gets fired, not because of the content of their speech, but because I'm gonna say he's unable to adequately perform his duties if he has racist tendencies. He has to be able to enforce be a legal enforcer equally in and amongst all populations, and his publicly stated belief system that black lives don't matter to anybody makes it impossible for him to actually perform his duties. So I do think there's a chance he can get fired.
Okay.
Just need to think that through a little bit more, but